The Lord's Supper is a reminder of the brutal death of Jesus. But it's also a reminder that by the powerful working of God, Christ was resurrected from the grave. I want us to remember moments in Scripture when God brought life. The first instance we see of this is way back in Genesis in chapter 2, in verse 7, when it reads that the Lord God formed the man of dust from ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. So God brought life into creation by breathing into Adam. This story shows us that God is the giver of life. During the life of Jesus, we see many moments when he raised the dead. And one story that sticks out to me, it is the resurrection of Lazarus in John chapter 11. That even though Lazarus was dead for 4 days, Jesus rose him from the dead. We even read about Paul resurrecting a man in Acts chapter 20. And throughout Scripture, we see many moments when God restored life. And all these stories show us how powerful God is. He is the giver and restorer of life. This is the time when we remember the ultimate resurrection. That although Christ died in the most brutal and horrific way and was dead for days, he overcame the grave. And because he overcame the grave, we are reminded of the life that he now gives us. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2, please. Ephesians chapter 2. Let's remember that before he gave us life, we were dead. Ephesians chapter 2, let's read verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins." Let that sink in for a moment. Because of sin, we are spiritually dead. Sin is a serious issue that we can't overlook and we can't ignore. And as we continue to read, we see why sin makes us dead. Verse 2, "In which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind." This is a terrible description. We have chosen to reject God by following the way of the world. And we need to realize that this passage is describing all of mankind. Sin is a universal problem, and without a solution to sin, we remain spiritually dead. But because Christ rose from the grave, he's the solution. I'll pick it back up in verse 4 in Ephesians chapter 2. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." By rising from the grave, Jesus proved that he has the power to overcome death. This is great news because this also means that he has the power to raise us up also. He is the giver of life to our dead souls. And by doing this, he shows us how gracious and merciful he truly is. Because while we were dead, he made us alive. He has given us something that we don't deserve. And this should bring us joy and hope because, well, look what happens to us after we are raised. Look down with me in verse 6. Verse 6 says, "And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." First, we have to realize that if we aren't raised with Christ, we stay dead and poor in the world. We continue to lack his mercy and grace. And after this life, our souls will experience a second death. But by being raised with him, we are given life. And not only that, but he lets us be seated with him in the heavenly places. Before Christ, we are at the bottom of despair, but now we can dwell with him in glory. We need to realize that it only gets better with Jesus. This table serves as a reminder of restored life. During this moment, we remember Jesus, that without the resurrection, we will continue to be dead in our sins. But since Jesus has the power to overcome the most brutal kind of death, then he is powerful enough to make us alive. During this moment, we remember that we've been resurrected with Christ. Because in him, we are saved from the death of our sins and made alive with him. Let's not forget that this is possible because of how much he loves us. So during this moment, as we eat from the table, we honor and remember the Lord who made us alive.